Welcome, everybody.
Hi, Maggie.
How you doing, Matt?
Nice to see you.
Folks, this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. Got a great guest to kick it off. And I want to get right into it because this gentleman helps feed our state's hungry folks. And it appears that that work is going to get both more difficult and at the same time more important as we move forward. His name is Matt King. He is the CEO of the Hunger Task Force. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Matt. Thank you so much for making time. Matt, can you hear?
Now I can hear you, Maggie.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much
for making time. I wanted to get right into what does the Hunger Task Force do? All right, we're going to try this again, folks. If you can hear me, we're going to give Matt a call back and see if we can get him on the lines. I'm going to give Matt the number 855-752-4842. Why don't you just give us a buzz, Matt, and we'll bring him on. As we work to get Matt on the line here, I want to tell you a little bit about the Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee. It is one of the organizations that is provides completely free local food bank. It is Wisconsin's number one leading anti-hunger organization. Now, here's what is making their work much harder and, frankly, where you might come in. We have learned that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has halted $500 million in deliveries to food banks. And I just want us to absorb that fact. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has halted $500 million in deliveries. Matt, I think we've got you now. Am I getting that correct, that the federal government has decided let's not feed hungry people? Do we have Matt on the phones? I don't think we do. I'm going to just keep going here. Let me know when you do if we've got Matt on the phones. Yeah, so those are the facts as we know them today, that the USDA has halted $500 million in deliveries to food banks nationwide. That particular slug of money came from the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, which provides resources to purchase food from American farmers, you know, like family farms in the state of Wisconsin, as well as American ranchers, and sends it to emergency food providers like the Hunger Task Force. Now, these canceled deliveries, the canceled funding here, is going to have a big impact on food security for folks here in Wisconsin. The phase two orders made by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services have been canceled. So, like, the Wisconsin apparatus, because of these funding cuts, have been canceled. I think we've got Matt now. Matt, you there? Can you hear me? Still don't have Matt, so I'm going to keep going. These orders that in the state of Wisconsin, our Department of Health and Human Services was supposed to facilitate with our segment or our chunk of that $500 million was supposed to start occurring from June until September. In other words, coming up here. It was about $2.2 million worth of healthy foods for the entire state of Wisconsin. So while the Hunger Task Force is located in southeastern Wisconsin, that $2.2 million worth of healthy foods helps feed the entire state. Items that we have now had to cancel include milk, eggs, cheese, bread, and it's really essential, if not existential, for the Hunger Task Force. This means the cancellation of truckloads, literally truckloads of chicken, cheese, milk, eggs, turkey breast, chicken legs, pulled pork, pork chops. This is 302 pounds of food valued at $615,000. which is a little bit more than 25% of the state's total canceled funds, which the Trump administration has said, hey, we don't, let's not worry about feeding those hungry people. And that's having real impacts here in the state of Wisconsin. On a personal level, I wanted to share with everybody that I have known a number of classmates of mine growing up in the southeastern Wisconsin area whose families primarily got their food from the Hunger Task Force. I knew a number, a couple of girlfriends of mine in high school, their families frequented the food pantries run by the Hunger Task Force. And I had a friend in college who was self-financing college on loans and jobs, many jobs. And she went to the Hunger Task Force to get her food while she was attending Marquette University with me. So it is really an absolute essential service that we have here in southeastern Wisconsin and across the state. It's the only food bank located in Milwaukee that doesn't charge for food, for the delivery of food, or for network membership. And they make a special effort to make sure that the food is nutritious, that there is fresh vegetables and fruits. So it is again, incredibly important across the state. I also wanted to share this little personal story with each and every one of you, which doesn't relate to the funding cuts, but many moons ago, I was stuck in New York's LaGuardia Airport. Stick with me here, folks. I'll bring it back around to the Hunger Task Force in just a minute. I was stuck in LaGuardia Airport. There was a bit of weather that came through. Basically, every flight out of LGA was canceled, and it left me and a bunch of other travelers just stuck there. Like, what are we going to do? So I was trying to figure that out, moseyed my way down to the car rental area, got in one of the very long lines, was trying to call on my BlackBerry. That tells you how old I am using the BlackBerry. Tried to give a phone call into a couple of the rental agencies, but basically all the cars got rented out nearly immediately. And so I looked around. I had to get back to Wisconsin. I was having a pretty important surgery with a surgeon that was really familiar with me. The surgery was the next day. Long story made short, I noticed a man in a Packers sweatshirt, seemed like a nice enough guy, also in the car rental line. He had keys. He was just waiting to get through and pick his vehicle out. And so I just walked up to him and I said, are you by any chance heading back to the state of Wisconsin, my friend? Oh, yes, I'm from Milwaukee. And he offered to have me drive with him back to Wisconsin. I had never met this guy. Of course, I had to then awkwardly ask, I need to see your driver's license and take a photo of this, and I need to share your specific information with my friends and family in Wisconsin so I do not get kidnapped. And he chuckled and said, that's fine. And so I offered to drive some of the way. He refused. He let me go ahead and take a long sleep, got a good night's sleep. He did all of the driving. He, in fact, did not need to go all the way to Milwaukee. He only needed to go to Racine, drove me all the way back to Milwaukee. And before I got out of the car with this wonderful man some 20 years ago now, we got to talking about what we did. And that man worked for the Hunger Task Force in Wisconsin. And so I have a wonderful bit of affinity for this organization. We're going to put the website of the Hunger Task Force in our show notes for today. It's hungertaskforce.org. That's hungertaskforce.org. Go check it out. If you want to get involved, donate some of your time, work at one of their food banks, donate food. You can check all of that out. In the spirit of this Easter and Passover weekend, if we think a little bit more about what we might do to serve our community, and our neighbors, friends, and family, I think that would be to the benefit of us all. We're going to get Matt screened, hopefully, for a different time to join us since we couldn't quite get him here this afternoon. And I know he's got a full schedule. We do as well here on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. Of course, as you all know, we've got Ask Maggie at 3 o'clock. Terry Barr, my colleague, is going to join me at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. That will be hopefully some good news. I also got to remind all of you that we've got our new lineup starting next Wednesday. We got Pat Kreitlow kicking off Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9 a.m. Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach moved up a little bit earlier. They're going to now be on from 9 to 11. We got Tom Hartman joining us from 11 to 2. Todd's going to be, my good friend Todd Albo's going to be in this slot starting next Wednesday. And then I will be your friend and host. And I don't know, give you some guideposts through the craziness that is American politics these days in the drive time slot starting next Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. But folks, what we're going to dive into next is incredibly important. It is a discussion of what I will call the single most concerning judicial decision I have read, other than the Supreme Court's ruling declaring that, yep, we've got kings here, not just presidents. I'm going to break that down for you. Why I think it's so important and why I think every single American should take a read. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.